You're listening to Snapshots from M3 Studios, powered by Laterno University, the Christian Polytechnic University. Today's snapshot is Dr. Kimberly Quiet, Dean and Associate Professor for the School of Nursing at Laterno. Take a listen.
I have a picture in my office, or a plaque in my office. I should have brought it with me today, and it says, God doesn't call the qualified, but he qualifies the called. And I bought that plaque right after I came to Laterno. And it was just a Hobby Lobby plaque, but it meant a lot to me at the time, and it still does. I still look at it every day that I walk in my office in a prominent spot in my office, and I still look at it every day and go, okay, God, qualify me today for what it is that you want me to do today, because every day I feel like I need to be qualified to do what I do as Dean of Nursing here. My coming to Laterno was actually kind of what some people might say by chance. I'm going to say it was divine intervention. But I actually knew the provost at Laterno, the previous provost at Laterno. And he called one day. I was actually at a conference in New Orleans, and I didn't live there, but I was at a conference in New Orleans. He actually called me and said, hey, Kimberly, you know, we're looking to start a nursing school, and I thought about you. And I was like, why did you think about me? I'm not qualified for that kind of role. And he said, well, I think you might be. And I said, I think I'm not. And he's like, well, will you just come to Laterno? And I said, I don't even know where Laterno is. And he's like, well, it's Longview, Texas. I don't know where Longview, Texas is. He said, well, we're going to fly you out here. He said, just come and see campus and see what you think and see if this might be something that you want to do. And I was like, okay, fine. And so we loaded up and we flew out here to Longview, Texas, and we visited the campus and interviewed with people on campus. And by the time we left, we were like, you know, maybe Laterno is some place that God would want us to serve. And so so we prayed about it, thought about it, and sure enough, we ended up at Laterno, or I ended up at Laterno first in maybe around March of 2013, and just started working through the proposal to start a nursing school here. And it was a lot more than I was qualified to do, and God just blessed that work, and that's all I can say about that, that's how it happened. But I continued to work through the process, and eventually in July of 2014, the nursing school here was approved. So it wasn't through anything that I was qualified to do, but certainly God's hand was in the work that I was doing here. And so I was very pleased to do it, and still am today as Dean of Nursing. Our program has grown. It's grown in number, but it's also just grown in the depth and the things that we can do with students, for students in our community. I think the service projects that we're doing, the international work that we've done, has all just really been enriching to our students and to our faculty. We have a great faculty group right now, some really fun people that actually make classes interesting and fun for students, but at the same time very rigorous. I feel like our expectations of students are really high, and sometimes students will be like, well, maybe they shouldn't be quite so high. And I'm like, yeah, but they have to be, because that's who we are at Laterno, and that's how we do things. We do the best we can, and it's not really for us, and trying to always keep that in my mind and in the front of students and in the front of faculty, that it's not about us and it's not about what we think or what we think we should be doing, but what has God called us to do? And God didn't call us to be just so-so nurses. God called us to be exceptional nurses, whether we're educators or whether we're students or whether we're working at a patient's bedside. God always calls us to excellence. And so if the expectation needs to be really high, then the expectation is going to be high. And I actually pride our nursing school in that, that we do that. Our students are sought after. We have students who have jobs in December before they graduate in May because nurse managers want our students to come to work for them. So I think that's amazing. And so our students are amazing. We've had students do so many just things that new graduates don't get to do. I mean, they go to work in the neonatal intensive care unit and they go straight into critical cares and ICUs and places that new graduates, labor and delivery, places that new graduates really don't get to go, and our students get to go there because our expectations of them have been high throughout the program and they have risen to meet those expectations. So we're very proud of our students. We just admitted our sixth group of students this past fall, and our classes continue to grow. We want to grow even more, but our classes are growing steadily, and so we're very proud of that. Our accreditation happened through CCNE in 2016, and oddly, we're just about to go through another CCNE accreditation, so it seems like it was just yesterday, but looking back, it's like time flies when you're having fun, I suppose. But we're about to go through another accreditation visit. Our curriculum plan just continues to evolve and to get better and to really support students, and so we're very proud of that. But really, you know, I think that our students are great. God brings us the students that He wants to have here, and that's very evident in the way that our students behave. And when I say behave, I don't mean like good behavior versus bad behavior, but just in the way that they perform and the way that they try to be excellent in everything that they do as well. So we're very proud of them, very proud of our faculty that work here. Christian higher education is changing. Higher education just in general is changing. It's not what it was whenever I went to school. And adapting to that has been interesting and continues to be interesting every day. But, you know, I can't say, oh, that didn't happen when I went to school, or when I went to school, it was this way or that way, and so it's going to be this way or that way now, because things are just so different. And it's good that it's different. It's good that we grow and that we change. And I just think that we continue on that journey. And I look forward to continuing here at Letourneau on that journey to make nursing education the best that it can be, and to graduate nurses that are excellent in their clinical skills, but also are out there truly spreading the gospel through their love and compassion toward students and toward their coworkers.
Snapshots is a production of M3 Studios, powered by Letourneau University, presenting incredible stories of God's work in the life of men and women who have built their story at Letourneau University. M3 is inspired by R.G. Letourneau's legacy as the mover of men and mountains. To hear more from Letourneau University, visit letu.edu/snapshots. Make sure to follow Letourneau University on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever else you get your content. Got a story idea? We'd love to hear from you. Connect with us at m3studios@letu.edu.